Hi, Lee. How are you? I got your email.
I'm good. You got my email?
Yes, I tried to call you. It's okay.
I can get somebody on the phone just to answer a question for me.
I don't know what they did,
but I'm about to just call them and say, look, cancel it all, refund me any money if you can.
Yeah.
Get rid of my website, because I don't know what y'all did, but it's just fucked up. I can't.
You're not getting anything.
I know.
Last time, last week, I think you were asking me like, what was the timeline? You know.
They did tell me the timeline. They said, oh, it could be 3 to 6 months, but we already got you in the first phase.
But here's the thing: 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months is crazy. You got to keep paying.
And then they said, but we already got you on the first phase for commercial remodeling. I was like, well, it'd be great if I did that. I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I could do it, but you know, I don't have, like I just told Jesse, I don't have $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 in the bank to float, because when you do commercial, they expect, you know, most of the time commercial businesses, they're like, well, you know, we'll have it paid within 90 days. Because they stretch it out, as you know, even the little small handyman work I do, you know, I'll go fix doors, you know, doors that aren't closing right, just various things, whatever they want done, you know, small stuff, a day's worth of work for me, maybe 2 or 3 days, you know, I'll redo the floors if they want, you know, if they're gonna buy the materials and have me go do them. I don't mind that, but you know, when my business is listed as a building restoration company underneath my name on the Google search page, how many people are just going to go, well, I don't need a building restoration company. I just need some floors put in. I just need my walls painted. I just need my house painted. You know, I don't even know what they're targeting. You understand? I can't explain this the way I feel about it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going to get just blown up with all kinds of customers, but If you're looking to get your house painted, are you going to call a building restoration company?
Yeah. Here's the way people are going to find you, Lee. Okay. And I'm going to be very transparent with you, because I think that's what you need. As long as you have the realistic expectancy and people, you're going to get found, right? That's what you're looking for. You're looking for, if I'm paying for a service that's going to get me found on the first page, I expect to be found on the first page for the services that I specialize in, right? What your specialty is.
The first page is what y'all do. I mean, that's great, you know, but when you have me on the first page for something I don't do.
Exactly.
And then I'm listed in a category that I don't even think exists. I've never heard of a building restoration company. You understand? I don't even know what that would be. I mean, you're either going to do construction, you're going to do remodeling, you're going to do painting, you're going to handyman services kind of covers all those categories. You know,
right.
All I have to do is, handyman services are called more, you understand? Because you're going to get called more for handyman, you know,
right.
Or maybe helping somebody put together some furniture or mount a TV on the wall. You know, once I get in the house, I can know, hey, your walls look a little rough. Would you like a nice, you know, would you like give me to give you an estimate and paint the walls? We do that. We do this. You know, I can sell it up once I'm in the house. But if I'm waiting for 6 months for some commercial company to call me to restore their whole building, which is, I just don't see getting many calls for that. You understand? I just don't see that for a building restoration company.
I get it.
You know,
I totally get it. I completely understand.
Maybe one call a year is what you would expect on something like that, because it'll probably take you a year to do a job. Here's what I can tell you.
What I had offered you, just to kind of go over with you briefly, what I had offered you, okay, was a discounted rate. It was $299 a month, with a one-time setup fee of $99. Now, that was to cover the programming, okay? So the initial investment would be $398. Every month after that is $299, month to month with no contracts. Now, what that would do What it includes is listing your company, which would be in two spotlight positions that are on Google. So it's listing you in the local map section on the first page, and also listing you at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. The Google Ads is so that we can target outside of your local area, okay? I know you had mentioned to me in the past that you went as far as up to Baton Rouge, right? But you told Jesse, I mean, typically you're going about an hour drive. So roughly about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm in Baton Rouge right now.
Yeah, right. Now, we also will list you on Bing. We do list you as well on popular directories. Directories like Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Those are just to name a few of the directories. So we'll create listings for you on those directories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
in regards to the website, right, chances are if you cancel with this company, because primarily you went with them for the website, so chances are your website.
Well, no, they said that if I cancel, they'll send me everything for the website, and I can just pay for it for myself or whatever. You know, or
okay.
However, so I could get it, but I think it might be messed up, because if I get it from them, and then y'all try to do what y'all going to do, the programming for Google,
right,
I might still show up as a building restoration company.
Well, and here's the thing.
I don't know how to change that, and I've asked them, you know, and they're not listening.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
They're not listening to what I'm saying about where it's at, you know.
Yeah. So regarding the website, okay, if they let you keep the website that they build for you, and if that's the one you want to keep and you want us to attach that website, because we're going to make sure that we attach the website to where we list your company. So you have two options. If they let you keep the website that they build, and that's the one that you want to use, that's the website we will attach to your listings. Or we can build you a website. It's not going to cost you any more. We'll build you a website that's Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. We'll create it with your content, okay? And we send it to you as well so that you can review it, okay, and let us know if there's any changes to be made. It's a one-page five-tab website.
That's how they do it.
And it's a one-page five-tab website, Lee, that, you know, it'll have, like, photos of the work that you've done. We write a biography about your business. We list all your services, the areas you service, forms of payments that you accept, hours of operation. We also have a form on there. Let's say if someone is, you know, sometimes people are online during the time that they should be working and they don't have time to call you and they have a question regarding your service. We consider that a hot lead, someone who has an interest in your service. There's a form that they can fill out with their name, their email, their phone number, their address, and what their question is. You would receive an email from us with that information. Yeah, because we don't want you to miss that, right? We want to make sure that you're capturing
everything. A direct call is great, but, I mean, a lead's a lead, you know.
Exactly. So we make sure we cover all of that, okay? That website that we build for you, we'll attach it to your listing. So you have that option. If you need a website, I'll include it. It's at no additional cost to you, okay? Now, we also...
Well, you said one page, five tab. What do you mean by that? Like,
meaning
so
if
the one page will have five tabs.
You're on your cell phone
right now, right?
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you right now. Let me send you an example. It's for an electrician, but just so you can get an idea of the layout of it. We also added another feature. Okay. The other feature that we added, Lee, is, we have clients, you know, that don't have the option of receiving, you know, taking credit card or debit card payments, right? But a lot of them have a business PayPal account. So what we started doing is we started integrating their business PayPal account into the website that we build. So if someone goes to the payments, they can put in the description what they're paying, and then they put in either they could pay with their own PayPal account, their Venmo, or a credit or debit card. It would be integrated with your business PayPal account so that you can receive the payment right away. So it's an added feature that we started doing. So I just sent you the website. It'll say Morgan Electric.
Pulling it up.
No worries.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfectly fine. I have nothing wrong with
right?
that. Right?
To me, I think it gets the job done. It's not anything too complicated, not super fancy, but it gets to the point. And, I mean, when people go to websites, typically it's because just to look at pictures, right, or they just to see some more information regarding the business. But you see you got the form there that they can fill out. There's a click to call. There's even an option where they
yeah.
could click on that Google logo, and it'll automatically direct them where they could leave you a review, and it'll post to your Google profile page. You would receive a notification before it even posts. This way you get to see the review, okay? There's a slideshow for the pictures of the work that you've done. Under the services, we'll list all your services. We do a mission statement. We do an about you. You know, tell them a little bit about the company. We do the proudly serving, since when. We do that little map with the little, you know, the little radius, kind of giving them a general idea, the areas you target, your hours of operation, all the forms of payments that you accept. So this would be what we would attach to your Google business profile page, whether it be a website that we build or the one that you currently have. It would be your choice. If we build you the website, just so you know, it won't cost you more. It is included. Okay? I would include it for
and
you.
And when y'all do that, do y'all say I pay the $398, whatever it is, and then
uh-huh.
y'all start building the website. Y'all won't start my time for the month until the website's active?
Let me tell you how our process is, okay? We put in over 100 hours into creating your website, your listings.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, right? So the way that our process is, okay, if you decide to move forward today, you and I will set up the account. It takes approximately 10 to 15 minutes. We verify the business name, the phone number. We want to make sure that where we are listing you, it is accurate and consistent. That's super important, okay? We go over the billing. I do a 90-second voice verification with you before we even process your payment. That'll outline our service agreement, goes over the billing date, the amount. If you were to cancel, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges. Okay. Then we process the payment. We, from there, we'll set up what's called a client interview. The client interview is important, okay, because this is where you're mm-hmm. going to speak with one of our technicians about the website. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, okay, the services you want to be found for, the areas you want to target. They're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's. This is where I say, Lee, the magic is going to happen. Okay, that client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. It can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details, okay, that you have.
Okay.
From there, we're working.
I understand all that. The question I have is the website I have now
uh-huh.
that right underneath it is listed as, like I told you, building restoration company.
Right.
Is there a way to change that? Does that have anything to do with keywords, or does that
no.
just, I
no.
mean,
the
is,
website,
does that just have to do with my website, my business name? I don't know.
No.
You know, is there a way
no.
to change that?
The business name's got nothing to do with the way people are finding you. The way that they're going to find you is by your services, okay? Let's say you want to use handyman, you want to use remodeling, you want to use home improvement. You want to use, you know, residential restoration.
I'm asking, why does it underneath my business name on Google, why does it say building restoration company? Was that something that somebody put in there, or is that
That's probably what they put. No, that's probably something that they put, because when I look at it, what it says on your Google business profile, okay, currently how it reads is consolidated preservation and restoration LLC. Okay. I don't know what specific keywords they're using for you. If it's coming up as building restoration, then that's more than likely a keyword that that company is listing you for.
Let me show you.
Okay.
Let's see. So if you go to Google, just type in commercial remodeling services brokerage.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Where is that? Okay. So on the first page, the second one down, there's my name. You see it?
Give me 1 second. My computer's is like slower than molasses right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to see what you're seeing. Let's see what's coming up for me. Yeah. So, okay, this is why. Okay. Because what they're using is that keyword phrase, commercial remodeling service. That is a keyword phrase that they're using.
I understand that, but I'm supposed to be listed under handyman services. So let me watch. I'm going to do a search for that handyman services, Brobridge, Louisiana, and I'm going to search that. I'm going to see what pulls up. Okay, so the first three are there. I'm not in there.
Yep, you're not in there.
Businesses. You go to more businesses. And
I still don't see you.
You can go all the way to the bottom, and I'm nowhere to be found.
Nope. Mm-mm. No,
nowhere,
because that's not a keyword phrase that they're using.
And I've been telling them that for a month now. Like, why am I shown as a building restoration service? I should be a handyman services.
Right.
Oh,
and it's
we have to use these certain keywords to get you on the top of the page in Brobridge first, and then we'll go and expand from there and blah, blah,
no.
blah.
No. That's why, like, when we work with a company, right, that's part of our process is I take down notes. And I ask you, what are the services that you want to be listed for? Okay. And it's to give my technician a basis to start from. When you speak with the technician in your client interview, the technician's going to go over the services that I listed, and they're going to go over more in detail. So let's say, for example, like when I'm looking at your website, handyman services, interior and exterior painting, those are all keywords, keyword phrases. Okay. Deck and fence installation, repairs, right? What I see
that's
is that they also
work. That's all handyman
right.
work, you know.
But,
that's what that is.
But remember, a lot of people just don't search by a handyman. Okay? You offer painting services, right? You build fences. Okay? So if I'm looking for someone to build me a fence, I'm gonna search by the service that I need. Okay? That would be a service that you would want to be found for. If it is, then we would make sure that we're also listing that keyword as another service that you offer. We don't want to limit you to just strictly handyman. Under a handyman, there's so many services that you offer, right? There's gentlemen, you know, there's different businesses that I've spoken with, right, that do landscaping, let's just say. I can't assume that only landscaping is what he wants to be listed for, because as I talk further with that business owner, he's like, listen, I specialize in tree removal, right? I specialize in landscaping design. I do patios. I do concrete pavers. You know what I mean? There's a number of services that are found under that landscaping, and those, we want to make sure that if those are the services that you want to be found for, we're listing you for all those services, right? When you talk about remodeling, okay? Remodeling, there's kitchen remodel, there's bathroom remodel, right? There's so many under remodeling. There's flooring. Okay. If that is a service that you provide, I'm sure you would want to be found for flooring, right? Maybe there's a certain type of flooring you want to be found for.
I understand what you're saying. You're preaching to the choir. Listen,
okay.
I just took what you said. Now I typed in painting services, Brobridge,
uh-huh.
Louisiana. Guess
uh-huh.
what? I'm nowhere to be found. Nowhere. I'm
nope.
almost to the bottom now, I think. But I mean,
yeah.
who's going to scroll this far down, you know? Who's going to scroll this far?
They're not.
So
I mean,
the question I have to ask you is, if I get this website that I have currently transferred over to y'all, is there a way to, I guess you can remove commercial remodeling services from the keyword list, and it would remove me from the Google the Google thing. But what I was going to tell you is, if I do handyman work, okay, here's the thing about handyman work. People call handyman more than
mm-hmm.
anybody else. Understand? When I get in there and I see, like I said, I see the doors falling off, and I'm over there
uh-huh.
to hang a TV up. You know, I do this, I do that. I hand them a card. It has all my services listed on it. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's an entry. You know, you can't. Unless you get a call, you can't sell anything. You understand?
Right.
So
exactly.
If I'm waiting for a call for a building restoration on some commercial thing and I never get it, then I can't sell anything else.
Right.
You know, advertisement is, you have to target something that you're going to get a lot of calls for, even if it's little $50 or $100 job. I can turn. I did one. I mean, I've done several. I've done some. You know, I did one for one customer that I went to just install an AC unit in a wall of a barn that she turned into like a she shed in a room, one room. And
right.
I'm already remodeling her house now. So, and it's just one project after another. She keeps calling.
That's awesome.
You know, they're retired, you know, and they just, whenever they have enough money for the next project, they call me back. I go do it. And it's, you know, I've been working over there for 3 months now, you know, I mean, off and on. So I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but
I get what you're saying.
You want to put all those keywords in is what you're saying instead of just one thing, you know, so. Yeah, I agree. So anytime they search for painting or for handyman or for
because here's the thing. If someone hires you, okay, for a painting job, right? Your foot's in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You can sell
exactly.
yourself on all the rest mm-hmm. of the work. So why limit yourself to just handyman is what I'm saying. So
I'm not trying to say that I'm limiting myself to handyman, but I would like my business to be listed
as a handyman.
You know, where it says building restoration services, I'd rather it say handyman services.
Handyman. Exactly.
Or remodeling or painting, other than
not as a building
restoration.
Something smaller,
you know.
Correct.
Because when they see that building restoration, they automatically think this. I can't call these people. They're probably really expensive, you know, because
yeah.
they specialize in big, huge jobs. Building restoration company. I don't know what, you know. I just don't know what that is. It just
right.
it doesn't hit me right, you know. And then
I
typed in handyman Brobridge, handyman services Brobridge, painting services Brobridge, fence. Services, fence repair, fence building, deck building, Brobridge, and my name is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
But I'm in commercial remodeling services. I don't know how or why I'm not in anything else but that. It just doesn't make any sense. So that's what I'm asking. If I get this website, can y'all change that? can that be changed? That little thing where it says building restoration services, well, can that be changed or something done to it to where it is a lot, you know, it'll
we
change
can
eventually.
Change it. So we can change it, but the website itself, it depends only because, and let me just be very transparent with you, Lee, the website outright, they built it, right? We don't know what restrictions mm-hmm. they're going to have on it, even if they say it's yours. We don't know what restrictions are going to be on it that's going to prevent us from making changes to that website. So the solution for that would be if we couldn't make a change on that website, then you go with the website that we would build for you because we can change it, update it, modify it, whatever needs to be done on the website that we build. Okay. As far as for your keywords.
I'm totally fine with that. Like I said, I'll try to get the website. That way y'all can just go with it and run with it.
Right.
If my website already has some built into Google, you know, with standing, then it'd be quicker and easier for y'all to help me with that website. If y'all can make changes to it, like, you know, what you're thinking.
Yeah.
If you can't, then you know what? We scrap it and we start over.
Exactly.
But if I can get it and it would help us, then I'd rather help myself than you know, because I've already paid these people like $600, $700. So I should be able to, and I'm walking away with nothing. It's just kind of, you know, I'd rather get something out of it.
Get something out of it than nothing. I hear you. Yeah. Now, just to go over the timeline with you, okay, on the realistic expectancy. Now, if we have to build you a new website, right, the website that we would build would be completed within 3 to 5 business days, okay? This is from your client interview. From that time that you have your client interview, between 3 to 5 business days, the website will be completed for you to review. Let us know if you have any changes that need to be made. We'll have you listed within all the popular directories within 5 to 7 days. With the Google Ads, you'll be listed at the top in the Google Ads within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Okay, and another question with the Google Ads, if I'm just getting overwhelmed with calls, can I just let y'all know to maybe not run it as much to where, you know, if I get 3 months behind on work, I mean, nobody's really going to wait more than 3 months for work to be done. You know,
great question.
And I would just, you know, and then just to keep me from constantly having to answer the phone while I'm trying to work.
So here's what we can do.
I don't like turning down customers. I do not like saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not taking any more work right now, blah, blah. It's a good thing, but I don't like turning down anybody, you know.
Yeah, no, of course.
That's just.
Let's just say if for some reason, you know, you landed a job and you're going to be booked solid for 3 months, right? And you just really cannot take on any more work, okay? You always have the option. Just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. Give us a call. You could either put it on hold. So what it means is.
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'll keep paying the monthly. I just want y'all to. Stop throwing it up on ads. It wouldn't bother me none. I'm not asking.
Yeah, I mean we can do things. Yeah, no. I'm just saying you always have
the
option.
Y'all are gonna put it up on. I know y'all are gonna put it on Google Ads. You know, certain amounts of time, so where it's not costing y'all a fortune. You know, so I, and at the same time, if I'm just overwhelmed and I just don't want to, you know, if I got a bunch of work to do and I'm trying to get it focused and do my work.
Yeah.
And my phone's ringing every 5 minutes, you know, I'd be like, hey, can y'all just put this, call y'all and be like, hey, can y'all just take me off of Google Ads for like a few days or a week or until I call y'all back? I mean, that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking to cancel or to get out of
No. What I was going to, no, but what I'm saying is if you need to put it, let's say on, like on a hold, right? On a pause, we can do that. You're not incurring that cost, but it's like it's on a hold. Okay. So it kind of stops it, but you're not losing your position, if that kind of makes sense. So you do have options.
Yeah,
we could slow it down or whatever we need to do because, you know, you're booked solid for 3 months. You have options. Okay. just to kind of slow it down a little or put it on a temporary pause, whatever you need to do. Okay. Now, with the local map section, okay, and this does state it in our terms and conditions, the local map section typically can take between 30 to 45 days. Now, I will tell you this, that we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay. A lot of times I will say, Lee, that I've seen it happen sooner. In your case, because you're already PIN verified on Google, you have your profile page already, it would be a matter of you adding us on as managers to your Google listing. And if you're not sure on how to do that, our technicians, they walk you through it. So in your case, I would see it happening sooner only because you're already PIN verified. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers to your account. But of course, we are going to say within 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Okay.
I got you. I totally understand. I'm with you.
And we've also go ahead.
I'm gonna get with them and tell them to cancel and send me everything.
Okay.
I'm getting nowhere. I'm just, like I said, if I can search for everything I do except one thing that I don't do and not find my name anywhere in the list, then something's off. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like I said, it's been 45 days.
Yeah.
It's been over 45 days. You know,
and here's
what I'm going to do.
Give them a call, you know, talk to them, do what you got to do with them, and then I'll send you my contact information. I'll text it to you. It's also at the bottom of the email, or you can email me and say, hey, Nadine, I'm ready, and then we'll get you going. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Lee, it was nice talking with you. You are so welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.